This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Martyrs' Day marked across country. Prime Minister says government striving to realize aspirations of martyrs. Health Ministry says more than 46,000 people vaccinated against COVID-19 within 3 days. Tourism Ministry to launch short-term and long-term plan to revive tourism sector. And protest taking place in police cities for the third night in a row over abortion ban. Now, the news in detail. The Martyrs' Day has been observed by commemorating the sacrifices made by those who died for the sake of democratic rules in the country. Martyrs Sukrara Sastri, Dharma Bhakta Mathema, Gangalal Shrestha and Dasarath Chand are the iconic figures who fought against the Rana autocracy. They were given death penalty in 1997 Bikram Sambat in charge of sedition by the Ranas. Extending tributes towards all known and unknown martyrs at Lainchor-based Martyrs Memorial Park yesterday, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said the government is active to fulfill the dreams of the martyrs. Prime Minister also opined that martyrs' sacrifice had made people empowered and contributed to the institutionalization of the democracy. The contingent of Nepal Army had offered a guard of honour to martyrs. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel and Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa, among others, were present on the occasion. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged all to support the government to make streets free from the homeless and the needy. Addressing a program organized by Human Service Ashram in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli urged all government and non-government organizations to support and collaborate with the government's plan in managing the people in the need of support. The Prime Minister directed the security agencies and the government bodies to help and collaborate with the non-government agencies active in the management of the homeless and street children, stating that he was working for fulfilling the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. Prime Minister Oli clarified that he would not budge from his stand. Prime Minister Oli also urged all working for human rights protection to work in favor of people in need of humanitarian services, shunning political alliances. Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Bhanubhakta Dhakal has said the government has been planning to let the entry of the tourist vaccinated against COVID-19 without any hurdles. Talking to media person at the ministry yesterday, Minister Dhakal pledged to formulate policies to boost the mobility of both domestic and foreign tourists to help tourism dented by the pandemic. Nepal Communist Party has suggested the Election Commission to move forward the election process. On the consultation meeting held with the officials of Election Commission yesterday, Nepal Communist Party representatives Subhas Nembang, ministers Vishnu Prasad Paudel, Krishna Gopal Shrestha, among others, suggested the Election Commission to discuss on the preparations for the election to the House of Representatives and the party registration. The party representatives urged the Election Commission to forward the party registration process for holding the election in the stipulated time. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalya informed the meeting regarding the preparations the Election Commission has made in connection with the preparing for the election. Under the inoculation campaign against COVID-19 in Nepal, 46,197 people have been vaccinated. The Ministry of Health and Population has confirmed that no major health issues have been reported from the vaccine receivers. The ministry has also urged all to get vaccinated without qualm, since health experts have been mobilized for the vaccination drive. Meanwhile, Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate now stands at 98.13% as per the Ministry of Health and Population. Out of more than 270,700 infected people, more than 264,100 have recovered from the infection. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's corona-related death toll now has reached 2,025 with the confirmation of 5 deaths yesterday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. A short break for now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सियुजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जानु पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सियुजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि दस कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सियुजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ अरे हजुरको एनटिसी सिम छँदैछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरूको पढाइको कस्तो पिर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भयो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक आफ्टर द ब्रेक Secretary at the Communications and Information Technology Ministry, Hari Prasad Bashyal, has pledged to extend all possible help for the development and management of the Tarini Prasad Koirala Memorial Media Village. Inaugurating the music training program organized by Radio Nepal at the Tarini Prasad Koirala Memorial Media Village in Biratnagar yesterday, Secretary Bashyal stressed on bringing the infrastructures of the media village in full use. Also speaking on the occasion, Mayor of Biratnagar Metropolis Bhim Parajuli vowed to help the media village any way possible and demanded government's regular help for its development. Likewise, Executive Director of the Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur KC, also said Radio Nepal was working to realize the motto of the media village and initiated the music training session. He also unveiled Radio Nepal's plan to start music production from the media village after setting up a studio. The Constitutional Bench has adjourned the hearing on writ petitions filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives until Sunday. Senior advocates Ram Narayan Bidari, Raman Shrestha and Krishna Bhakta Pokhrel pleaded on behalf of the writ petitioners yesterday. For the last 12 days, the debate at the Constitutional Bench led by the Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Jang Bahadur Rada has remained focused on whether the PM has right to dissolve the House or not. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The European Union has confirmed its introducing export controls on coronavirus vaccine made in the bloc amid a row about delivery shortfalls. The so-called transparency mechanism gives EU countries power to deny authorization for vaccine export if the company making them hasn't honored existing contracts with the European Union. The controls will affect some 100 countries worldwide, including the UK and the US, Canada and Australia, but many others, including poorer nations, are exempt. Protests have been taking place in Polish cities for the third night in a row following the introduction of a near-total ban on abortion. Abortion is now allowed only in cases of rape or incest or when the pregnancy threatens the life of the mother. Demonstrators have defied coronavirus restrictions and freezing temperatures to protest after the judgment was enforced on Wednesday. The majority of Poles opposed a stricter ban on abortion. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the Province 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the eastern and central high mountainous regions and at one or two places of the western high mountainous region. The Kathmandu's weather report for now, maximum 19.3 degrees Celsius and minimum 2.7 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Martyrs Day marked across country, Prime Minister says government striving to realize aspirations of martyrs. Health Ministry says more than 46,000 people vaccinated against COVID-19 within 3 days. Tourism Ministry to launch short-term and long-term plan to revive tourism sector. And protest taking place in Polish cities for third night in a row over abortion ban. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day ahead.